church, but in God's church. Again, I'm not pointing to a particular church. When God give us correction, it's for the entire church. It's for the whole church, because it's one. We are one body, and it comes to every last one of us the same way. In Ephesians chapter 4, Jesus ascended up from above all the heavens, that he might fill all things. And he said that he might fill all things. And he says in verse 11, and he gave some apostles, some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints. Listen to what he did it for. For the perfecting of the saints, for the working of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Why? Till we all come into the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God. And we have in you.
This is what we like to call you, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. Born in a manger,
but on a tree, died to save man. The
This is KAYT. Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT. Praising the Lord.
Circling the globe with the glory of the gospel. This is the Movement of Christ broadcast, featuring the teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II. Preaching the uncompromised Word of God, Dr. Montgomery is pastor of the Greater King David Baptist Church, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, and ministers to the needs of all people through the love of God. Join us now for an anointed message from God's Word for your life today.
I want you to turn your Bibles to Joshua.
Ooh, glory. Would you just take a moment and help me this morning? The message is entitled, Your Blessing is on the Way. Now, I want you to help me preach this, because I, I, First of all, I want you to say, my blessing is on the way. Now, I don't want you to be selfish. Turn to your neighbor and say, your blessing is on the way. Now, let me tell you how I really feel. Our blessing is on the way. Come on, come on. This is a word of faith that Joshua is speaking into the hearts of the people of God. Moses has died. Joshua is now the new leader. God has been dealing with him, prepping him, pruning him, and preparing him to lead the children of Israel. It is important to understand that Moses was given the assignment to take the children over the Jordan. But Moses let the people work his last nerve. God told him to speak to the rock, and he struck the rock. He got tired of hearing the people murmur, talk underneath their voices and breath, and hear the things they were saying about him and about God, and wondering whether or not God had taken them out of Egypt to bring them into the wilderness to let them die. And if not let them die, let their children die. They had many complaints against what God had instructed. And Moses had found himself in a place where it moved him the wrong way. And so he lost the privilege of being able to carry him over the Jordan. But God did let him go to the mountaintop and see it, look over the Jordan. But he had new plans. And so God was doing something that Moses couldn't see. As a matter of fact, when Moses died, God buried him so that no man from that day to this could discover where he's been buried. Now we get to Joshua. God has told him in the first chapter, Moses, my servant, is dead. And he goes on to tell Joshua that as I was with Moses, so will I be with you. And he also tells him that in this third chapter, and the 7th and 8th verse, he talks to him about that, how he's going to magnify him and multiply him in the sight of the people. And it didn't mean to make the man big, but what it meant was to show the man who was working on God's behalf to be a great man that God replaced from the death of Moses, and that was Moses' minister, Joshua. But I want you to see something here, because when you look here, they had gotten now to the end of the wilderness, and there they camped out 3 days, and the host went through the men, women, and gave them instructions about what was getting ready to happen, because they were preparing themselves to cross over the swollen Jordan, which had swollen beyond its banks because it was the harvest season and the waters from the mountains and hills were coming down and flowing into the Jordan. And so it gave way to the fact that it was more water than the Jordan was able to contain. And so it spread out so wide that the Jordan looked to be a terrible feat to try and cross. Now, Joshua and Caleb had already crossed the Jordan because they were the two who brought back a good report when the 10 brought back an evil report. And when Moses sent them over to spy out the land of Canaan, they knew how to cross over it, but they knew it would have been a difficult feat for the women, the children, and the cattle. But I've got news for you. If God tells you to cross the Jordan, it's His job to deal with the Jordan. Let me say that again. If God tells you to do something difficult, it's God's job to deal with the difficulty. I want you to see the predicament they're in. They are at present on the end of the wilderness side. They're trying to get to the promised land side. But between the present place and the promised place, there is a problem place. There is a point I need to make here. Wherever God gives you an assignment, you've got to know that the devil is going to try to run interference.
Oh, come on, doctor.
Now, the Lord is with them, but it doesn't mean that they will not meet challenges, that they will not have trials and troubles and tribulations. And so it's important to recognize that there are times in our lives that our problem will be we have got to cross the Jordan in order to get to our promised land. I think I need to tell you several things about the text this morning. First of all, let's go back to verse 3. Read verse 3. He's gone? All right, well, y'all read verse 3. And go slowly, please. Begin reading now. And he commanded the people. Stop right there. When you see the covenant of the ark of your God, he's telling the people this for an important reason, because things now have changed. It's a new day. It's a new way. It's a new thing God is doing. Now, in past times, the ark of the covenant of the Lord was in the midst of the people in the tabernacle, in later the temple in the Holy of Holies, and it signified that God was with him. Now, in this new day, the ark is being moved from in the midst of them and being put out in front of them. It's not to say God is no longer with them, but now it's suggesting that God is getting ready to lead them, and he's leading them to a place they've never been before.
Oh, come on,
may I suggest, if you're going somewhere you've never been, it's good to have somebody who knows the way.
All right, doctor.
And so the Lord is trying to let them know that he knows the way. Yes, now I want to share something else with you. It talks about the ark of the covenant of our God. What was the ark? The ark was a piece of furniture, about 2 by 2 by 4. And it had an angel called a seraphim on the one side and a cherubim on the other side. In the middle was what was called the mercy seat, which was solid gold. And inside the ark were the Ten Commandments, Aaron's rod that budded, and manna that God had rained from heaven. And when God would receive the blood for the atonement of the people's sins, the priest would pour the blood in the middle of the seat in the midst of that solid gold.
Uh-huh.
And the Shekinah glory of God would go forth into a great smoke and fill the house. And the presence of the Lord was there in the midst of them. And they couldn't worship, they couldn't work, they couldn't serve because the glory of God was so great in the place.
All right, doctor.
And isn't it good to know that when the Lord is in the house,
uh-huh,
there is liberty.
Yes, sir.
When God is in the house, there are blessings. When God is in the house, things happen.
Come on now.
And so the mercy seat gave them comfort in knowing that God heard them, he forgave them, and gave them another chance. Israel needed more chances than anybody I know. But I think I need to tell them, many of us are just like the Israelites. Hard-hearted, stiff-necked, disobedient, but yet God still loves us. Hallelujah to the Lord.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But now that we talked about what the covenant is, but what does it represent? And I'm glad you asked. Here's what it represents. It's a picture and a prophecy, an illustration, and a type of Jesus Christ. Don't miss this. The ark in the Old Testament was a representation of Jesus Christ. Now, Jesus was with them, but now he's going to get out in front of them and lead them. Well, no wonder David said, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restored my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness. See, what we got to recognize is every time God needs to take us to a place or through a situation we cannot see or handle, he gets out in front of us. But when things get to the place where we have need of his presence, then he drops back. He drops back and hangs out with us. In other words, he never lets us feel like we are alone when we know him for ourselves. Now, because this ark represented Jesus, Joshua was telling the people to keep your eyes on Jesus.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Keep your eyes on Jesus. Why is this so important? Because now he's going to be some 2,000 cubits in front of them, which is about a half of a mile. But you've got to realize now all the people of God that would be following him. So he needed to be a far enough distance away so everybody could get a vision of Jesus and be able to know where they were going. There are three questions in life that we always ask when the Lord makes a promise to us, as he has done in this covenant. What is the covenant? I'll get back to that. What is a covenant? It is an agreement between two or more parties. It is a sacred promise that is made. It is an obligation that should not be broken. And so when we look at the covenant God has made with his people, God intends on fulfilling his part. Even though his people have turned their backs on him, have walked out on him, have served idol gods, have not worshiped him, have not submitted to him, etc., 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 he's still a God that loves his people and will hold himself to his own word. Let me tell you, when you keep your eyes on the Lord, you don't have to worry about when God's going to fulfill his promise.
Uh-huh.
You don't have to worry about where God's going to fulfill his promise.
Uh-huh.
And you don't have to wonder why God's going to do what he do when he fulfills his promise.
Come on, doctor.
What you have to be concerned about is what is your job.
Uh-huh.
What is your part? What usually has to do with order? What God calls you to do has to do with bringing you in order. How has to do many times with obedience. Obedience. Obedience to what God has called you to do. And in this first verse through the 17th verse, you're going to see all of these things I'm saying. Time would not permit me to go through all of this, but I do want you to see something again. When you keep your eyes on the ark, on Christ, you're going to note that you don't need a crystal ball to read your future. You don't need tarot cards, and you don't need soothsayers, and you don't need Madam this and Madam that. The Lord is not a man that he should lie, and he's going to do it when he gets ready.
All right, doctor.
Now, here's what I need you to understand. You don't have to know when, because God knows when.
All right.
When is God's decision.
All right, doctor.
You don't need to know where, because where is God's direction.
Uh-huh.
And you don't need to know why, because why is God's doing. Did you hear what I just said?
All right.
When God gets ready, it's his decision to move. He made this promise to Abraham, and yet now the descendants of Abraham, it's some 500 years later before this promise is coming to pass. But God honors his word. All the folk who doubted his word that came out of Egypt, they died in Egypt. The children they were worried about came out of Egypt, and they came out of Egypt walking in faith. And Joshua has to lead these people over to the promised land. Now, I want you to see something else, because when you look at the fact that he tells them in verse 4 that they've not come this way before, they don't know which way they're going, but they do know that the promised land is across the Jordan.
Yes,
listen to me. And what they need to know is that Joshua has been in communication with God. Isn't it good to know that the man that leads you has been in conversation and communication with God?
Yes, sir.
Sometimes when you come to church and God has a word for you, you be like, "Pastor, all up in my business. Somebody must have told him about my situation. Oh, he must have seen me here or there." Nah, God has a word for his people, and he gives his shepherd, whom he has placed over his sheep, a word so that the sheep will know the shepherd's voice, and that the shepherd is connected with the sovereign God who speaks to him. And so he tells Joshua, and Joshua tells the people, and Joshua said, verse 5, unto the people. What did he say unto the people? Sanctify yourselves. Simply stated, sanctification means to clean
your head, clean your heart, and clean your hands. Ceremonially, when folk were sanctified, they cleansed themselves, but they also cleansed their spirit. They cleansed their head or their minds, because Paul said, finally, brother, Philippians 4:8, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, and whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, and if there be any praise, think on these things.
All right, doctor.
Get your mind right. Tell your neighbor, get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
If you're going to be sanctified, listen, getting ready for your blessings, you got to get your mind right. The reason their parents couldn't see, couldn't hear, and couldn't experience, because they had a mind that was still locked up in the past, in Egypt. My brothers and sisters, get your mind right.
Get your mind right.
But not only just your mind, get your heart right. Because the Bible says only the pure in heart shall see God. You got to get your heart right, because that's where God wants to dwell, in your heart. But then thirdly, you got to get your hands right. Clean your hands.
Clean your hands.
Which means you can't be a part of dirty dealing.
All right, all right.
It means you got to keep yourself clean. You got to be in a way where you can be used of God. You got to have clean hands so that God can put the blessings that He has for you in clean hands. Sanctify yourself. Why, Joshua? For tomorrow.
For tomorrow.
I like that he's prophesying now. For tomorrow. Listen, you ain't ready today.
Come on, doctor.
But if you sanctify yourself.
Uh-huh.
Tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
The Lord is gonna do wonders among you. In other words, he's telling them, get ready for your blessing. It's on the way. And my brothers and my sisters, listen at me well. Listen, this is a word that God has impressed upon my heart. I wrestled with him about this word because I wanted to give another word today. But whoever you are, God wanted you to know that your blessings, I don't care what you've been going through, how long you've been going through it. I don't care what the devil is doing to you. I need you to open your spiritual eyes and see that your blessings are on the way. He's seen your tears. He's heard your prayers. He know how long you've been striving. He told me to tell you, hold on.
Hold on.
Just a little while longer. Your blessings. I don't know what your blessing may be. It may be a breakthrough to keep you from breaking down.
The teaching ministry of Dr. John E. Montgomery II offers help for today and hope for tomorrow. Dr. Montgomery would like to know you are being blessed by this program. Our email address is info@greaterkingdavid.org. That's info@greaterkingdavid.org. Our mailing address is The Movement of Christ Broadcast, 911 Lobdell Boulevard. That's Lobdell Boulevard, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 70806.
Visit our website at greaterkingdavid.org, or you may call our office at